You find yourself in a landscape strewn with blood, and in the distance, a snake with the head of a mammal, and body parts, too. Here, someone's leg, and here, a severed head still with its straps. And we are beginning to think that this is no ordinary landscape, but rather that there is something sacred about it, strewn as it is with blood and body parts, and bound as it is with horizontal lines at the top and bottom. So let's recap the story so far. Let's recap. You find yourself bleeding from nose and mouth. You find yourself in a ritual space, and there is a snake, a mammal-headed snake. And there are body parts, and the hole is strewn with blood.